This Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Hey, podcasters. Claire's Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, the 30th Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan.
We get some key finance tips with financial guru Nick Bruning.
We ask the question, what do men really look for in a woman?
How long you got? And Lockie Reed with Lockie's Lockdown Quiz.
3 out of 3, just saying.
Show off.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, look, he's helped us do a wonderful job of weathering the COVID-19 storm. Let's see how he went last night with the storm, the 30th Premier of WA, Mark McGowan. Good morning, Mr. Premier.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me.
How'd you go last night, Mark? Was it okay at your place?
Yeah, no, the lights are right. The lights are on this morning. The roof was still there. The kids slept through it. I didn't. And the dog, she was terrified, so she came in and slept on the bed.
She'll fake that forever now. Now, Mark, WA very humbly showing off about our COVID-19 results in the state at the moment. How are things looking for us?
Very good. The last 6 days we've had 0 new infections. Prior to that, we had 4 days with 2 infections. So we got world-class sort of results, if you like. And we're now down to, I think it's 12 to 15 actual active cases across the state. So we're tracking very, very well. So that's going to allow us later this week to make some decisions about further loosening of restrictions. So National Cabinet's discussing it. Different states will do different things. But we'll make some further decisions probably over the weekend about further relaxation.
Okay. Well, look, Premier, I'm sure people are waiting with bated breath for hopefully restaurants and pubs to open. Who knows when that's going to happen. We've had our schools technically back for a week now. What's the report coming back to you from schools? Is that going swimmingly?
Really well. For public schools, we've now got 72.5% attendance. So ordinarily, you get probably 85 to 90% attendance. So we're getting right up there and it grows every day. So although today might not be a good day with the storms, but it grows every day. And people are sort of seeing that our state's doing well. And as long as we put in place proper precautions and people act appropriately, sending their kids to school is okay.
Hey, Mark, are you hearing a bit of this groundswell, this noise about opening up playgrounds, playground equipment in parks and skate parks and the like, when kiddies can perhaps at 5 or 6 play on the playground equipment at school, but they can't with mum down the park? Are you hearing much about that growing noise?
Yeah, I saw that in the paper. Look, there's lots of things we'd like to do, but we just have to be guided by medical advice and just take it carefully and in a considered way. The difference between the playgrounds at school and the playgrounds in the council playgrounds, if you like, is the playgrounds at school are sort of cleaned regularly. In fact, all day they're cleaned a few times a day. The council ones are not, and anyone can climb on them. So there's a bit of a difference there.
Yep.
But having said that, we understand there's some pressure, but I just want everyone to understand there's going to be restrictions in place for months. We've got to actually do this carefully in a considered way. The one thing I'm really keen to keep in place for longer rather than shorter is the interstate borders, because they're getting spikes of infection in the eastern states.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see any of that, you know, in any way transported here.
Well, that's great, because that was going to be my next question. I think at times like these, when things are looking good for us, people start to get restless and they do want to see the pubs and the shops and everything open and return to a normal life. But I was concerned that any growing pressure means that we would open up the borders. And I think we all feel a little bit safer with those still closed at the moment.
Well, that's right. We have a few borders. We have the international border. That's going to be closed for a long time.
Yeah.
We have the border to the east. That'll be closed for at least the foreseeable future, months to come. Then there's the intrastate borders, the borders between regions, and we're looking at those currently. We have currently 1 case in regional WA, and we're trying to protect the regions from people in the city by putting in place those borders between the regions in Perth, but we're looking at whether or not any relaxation can happen there. So that consideration will happen this week.
Oh, Premier, they've been looking for protection from us city types for a long time now. But
exactly.
Yeah,
especially
another one. So we're basically, you know, hopefully if things move forward the way they're moving, we'll be looking at, you know, holidaying within our own state to begin with. And then, you know, maybe later we can start going interstate.
Yeah, our tourism industry in the future, at least I think for most of this year, when it reopens, it'll be based on West Australians holidaying at home.
Yeah.
We won't be able to go overseas on holiday. We won't be able to go over east on holiday. So And I know when it does reopen, people will be very keen to go on some sort of holiday. So
yeah,
it'll be holiday at home. And that's not that bad a thing.
No, it ain't. No.
Well, mate, we was just thinking last night, this time last year, our team were all on the beautiful Coral Coast, and we'd love to do that again as soon as we can. But we understand that we've got to do it at the right time.
That's right. So we'll work through the measures and hopefully make announcements later this week on what else can be done and when. I just don't want to, you know, you can't let everything go at once.
No.
You've got to just do it in a very careful way.
Yeah. Well, continuing good luck with everything, Mark. Good to talk to you and weather the storm today because it's still coming down in our city.
Thanks very much. All the best. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. There's so much to do with COVID-19. It's affected not only health, but of course, in a big way in our country and across the planet, finances. The finances of everyone have been affected.
Absolutely.
Certainly affecting the Australian Treasurer right now. If Josh Frydenberg needs some security help, he's getting some threats, and that was just very...
Is he?
Quite daunting and very disturbing, to be honest. But we thought we'd find out a bit more about the West, who's doing an online COVID-19 finance masterclass today. That's at 10 a.m. Head to thewest.com.au. Get into that. And of course, 7 West Media finance guru Nick Breen joins us to talk about it. G'day, Nick. Welcome, mate. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Good, yes. Cleaning up my yard after the blowaway last night.
A bit like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, Nick, even those who had a strong financial plan in place may now have to make amendments they never saw coming. Should they be seeking financial help now or wait until the future is a bit clearer?
Well, a bit of both, probably. I mean, the idea of today is to take people by the hand, if you like, and take them through particularly their super funds. And look, for the last 10 years, the super's been going absolutely nuts, you know, sort of 6% 1 year, 8% the next year. But when people get their reports, if they go online now, they'll find that the super fund's probably dropped by about 10 or 15% thereabouts. So the idea of today is to just to explain to people how super operates. Because for a lot of us, it's sort of this mystery box that the boss pays money into every month, and maybe we put a few dollars in ourselves, but we don't really understand how the thing actually operates. So we'll spend a little bit of time explaining how your super fund works and the sort of tax breaks are there. But the most important thing about today is just to say to people, if you understand how your super fund operates, you can actually do things right now to tweak it so that when we come out of this crisis and the stock market starts to recover, you can actually do quite well out of it. And the key is that you don't necessarily, this is not about, you know, changing your super fund and moving to another scheme. It's about how you can do it with your existing fund and make those little tweaks.
Nick, on a sort of macro level, we're seeing governments around the world throwing money at this thing. And of course, we understand why, but no doubt we have to pay that back at some point. For the you know, mum and dad at home, are you noticing sort of mistakes that are being made in a kind of panic way, things that people should be wary of doing?
I think, yeah, one of the things is to sort of take some lessons from Grandma, who lived through the Depression and the World Wars and all these sorts of things. And that is to sort of really take the handle and batten down the hatches. I think there's a few people that are sort of just sort of charging along and racking up things on their credit card, thinking they don't have to change things too much. All we've got to realise is the longer this goes on, the more businesses will probably get into strife. So we're now, what, 2-3 months into it. If it ends up being 4 or 5 months, there's a lot of businesses that are just hanging on that won't hang on for that period of time. So we probably will see greater unemployment. The point I'd make is that if you've got money there, you know, really get back to the basics. You're thinking about a roof over your head, power and energy and food on the table. And some of those other things, unless you've got plenty of money there, then I'd be certainly taking things very carefully at the moment. Mm. And unfortunately, that doesn't help the retailers and the businesses.
Nah.
Because they're all suffering. But, you know, when things start to look, and let's face it, we're probably looking for a vaccine or an effective treatment. Mm. Once people start to feel confident again, I reckon they'll be back going nuts.
Back and partying, I think. Yeah, I think I might get some shares in a champagne company. Nick, taking you back to superannuation, what were your thoughts as a finance man about the early access to super? I know people have become desperate. It's 10,000 this and then 10 the next fine. Is that next fin year? Is that dangerous, do you think?
Look, for someone that's closer to retirement, it's probably not as important. But for someone that's young, perhaps in their 20s or 30s, you're going to miss out on the compounding effect of that $20,000. Now, we've run the numbers on that. It works out to be about $200,000 plus by the time you get to retirement. So that's quite a significant hit. But look, let's face it, if you've run out of options, you've got no money coming in, you've got debts, you've got to put food on the table for your family, this $10,000 tax-free now and another $10,000 in a few weeks' time in the next financial year will make all the difference. So for those that generally need it, get into it. And there's no question about it. But if you're sort of a bit miffy and you'd just like to get your hands on it, I'd probably leave it at that.
Yeah, like a loan from yourself. A little bit different, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, yeah. And I suppose we can't keep our heads in the sand because, you know, lots of people who put a hold on their mortgage, but those payments still need to be made later. So there's going to be a little bit of financial pain even once it seems like COVID has eased.
Oh, that's right. And look, people, you know, even though the banks are saying, aren't we great deferring the repayments, of course, what they're not deferring is the interest cost. Yeah. The interest is still accruing on your bloody loan. And you're right, at some point you're going to have to pay the stuff back. So, again, you know, it's one of those things, you cover the basics. If you can possibly continue at least the interest payments, that would be a great thing. But above all, try not to rack up debt on the credit cards. That is a killer. It's just amazing that the banks can get the money from the Reserve Bank at 0.25%, but they're selling you that money in your credit card at 20%. I mean, how's that for a markup?
Yep.
Yeah. And Nick, just in sort of closing here, mate, is it inevitable we're going to get taxed to the eyeballs the next 5 or 6 years to pay for all this?
I think it will. I mean, we don't know how the tax will be applied, obviously. We might see a lift in GST. There probably will be changed to super tax and income tax. But don't forget the debt levy was there a couple of years ago, 2% on people on a high income. Maybe it'll be something like that. But frankly, the longer it goes, the more tax impost we'll have to see. And hopefully we wrap it up in the next couple of months or so. We start breaking down those borders. Things might not be too bad.
Beautiful. The West's COVID-19 Finance Masterclass today, 10 a.m. Head to thewest.com.au. Nick Bruning, good to catch up. Hear your expertise, and I'm glad the backyard's okay, mate.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'll get out there now. Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. So I want to talk about the power of attraction this morning. We're going to get into this one. Now, Luann Ward, who we've had on our show before, is an Australian-based dating expert, relationship strategist. We have spoken to Luann about subjects regarding not just attraction, but men, women, whoever, or self-sex partners. And she runs a Facebook group called She Said, He Said, to go, you know, sort of gather real-world data. And she basically asked men in a post on Facebook what two top physical qualities in a woman that men are interested in.
Okay.
The two that came out top were eyes and smile, not perhaps the two most obvious ones or several most obvious ones you may think men would say.
Okay, eyes and smile. Well, look at us men, aren't we moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, if that's the truth.
You don't think it is?
Oh, can't really? You go, what's the top two things that you're attracted to about a woman and you go with eyes? I mean, who has unattractive eyes?
Oh,
and also,
I don't know.
Like,
oh, sometimes, yeah,
really,
yeah.
Like even in a
have
bar,
have you ever
in
looked
a
into a
across
snake's
the room?
Eyes,
or what, eyes too wide apart or close together? Yeah. If you're being fussy, or
you know, I mean, I can understand a smile because it really does light up a person's face.
It
but
does.
Like, you know, eyes across the room, I would, in my experience, I would say that men notice my boobs before anything else.
Well, look, that may be true, but I believe, and I you know, don't want to be shouted down here. This is just what I've observed in life. I think women think men are more obsessed by breasts than men are.
I only gauge that by the number of people who stare at my breasts.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I've got real-world experience to form that opinion.
Right, right, yes.
Can I be completely honest?
Yes.
I reckon if I'm asked this question, if I was on Luann's little Facebook page, I'd say eyes and hair way before boobs.
Yes.
But, you know, it depends on personal choice. It's all subjective.
She did make that coat out of human hair, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. And underwear as well.
Yeah.
I better start brushing mine.
I mean, okay. Let's.
Yeah, could you?
You know, honesty time. For me, the first thing I notice about a person is whether they're half Calabrese yoga teachers called tea,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But first. I think I'm much more of a bum and legs man than I am, you know, the top half.
Well, look, bum and legs do make the list. I mean, the top five in order, it was basically eyes with 34.8%, then smile, then bum, then breasts at 7.7% and legs at 6.2%.
Sounded like we were shopping for chicken now. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit miffed that legs aren't higher on the list. I mean,
well,
because
you
have,
like your legs, don't you?
I do.
Lucky legs.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being attracted to boobs and bum.
No,
like,
no.
No, of course not. Of course not.
I think, unfortunately,
you'd
for many
go to
generations.
Chicken tree if you didn't, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I think many generations,
whatever that means.
Some people have treated women as though that's all they have to offer.
Right. Yes.
And that's what I take issue with. But I don't take issue with the fact that men are attracted to feminine form.
And
I'm okay with you
and
liking our body parts.
All subjective. It's whatever floats your boat.
Well, this topic is clearly too important to just keep between the three of us.
No, we need to spread it. Top physical qualities. The top two in women and the top of the list was eyes, second smile ahead of bum, breasts and legs.
breasts.
Yes, Kimber doesn't necessarily believe that. She believes that her breasts are a beacon for all men's eyes. So we're seeing if that's true.
Tyler's in, beacons.
Tyler's in Rockingham. Good morning, Tyler.
How you going?
Good, man. Tell us, what's the first feature that you look for in a partner?
So I'm a gym guy, so first thing I go for is legs.
Oh, yes.
I think a solid pair of quads is just a strong woman, you know, strong legs, strong woman. That's what I think.
Nice.
Definitely define a lady.
Yeah, because it's attractive to you, but also probably because it might represent that, you know, as a, if you're looking for a partner, that that might mean that she wants to go for runs with you or go climbing or do the things that you might like to do. Is that attractive as well?
It is, yes, very attractive.
And let's be honest, Ty, these days people, and women in particular, are training like Olympic level in the gyms, doing a lot of squat work and the like, aren't they, and stacking up the weight.
Look, probably 50% of the women probably have stronger legs than myself, so...
Yeah. No, it's lovely if a partner can cook and clean and all that, but if they can deadlift 250 kilograms, they are in, Tyler.
Yeah, they're exhausted
on... That's impressive.
They're really working hard on legs day. Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
Nice one.
Cheers, thank you.
Eddie and Thornley, what do you think? What do you think is the most attractive thing about women? Is it the eyes, like the survey says?
Oh, it's neither, actually. I find personality is always the clincher.
Look, it is. Eddie, go for it.
I mean, seriously, guys, you may have a lady out there that's got great, you know, great breasts, great bum, great legs, great figure, nice face, everything like that. Mm. But why is it a good relationship if she's got the personality of a dead goldfish?
Yeah, no conversation.
That's right. You need personality first and looks
unfortunately
always after.
I do know a lot of women who have the whole package, which is, you know, the rest of us women resent them for that. But thankfully, Eddie, lots of people in the survey, a lot of men did say that the best thing that they find attractive, their favourite thing, is a woman's personality. But they didn't count it towards the results because it wasn't physical.
Look, physical is only skin deep. Kimber, you've got it all.
Oh, Eddie, because bless your cotton socks.
No, you do, because you've got a bright and bubbly personality, which is appealing to a lot of people, and you've got the looks as well. So you're the whole package. But then you've got guys out there that are really shallow. Oh, because to me, they're treating their girlfriend like they're a showpiece.
Oh, yeah, the trophy.
If Kimber could just work on her quads, she'd be unstoppable.
Oh, no, have you seen them in lockdown?
Good on you, bud.
Good on you, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Right, we'll get you to do Kimber's publicity whenever. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, totally. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Oh, Lockie's Lockdown Quiz. Alrighty, you two boys, just talk amongst yourselves for a bit, because Kimber, after yesterday's performance, I've got a Ross Lyon quote for you.
You can't
just roll along, have a milkshake, and pretend everything is honky-dory when you're not giving us output. So today is your day. You've had one bad performance. Now it's time to step it up. Question number one.
Okay.
If I was standing outside 700 Wellington Street, what Perth building would I be looking at? If I was standing outside 700 Wellington Street, what Perth building would I be looking at?
700 Wellington Street.
Okay.
It's a lot of silence.
Yep.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, question number two.
Yep.
Question two. We're moving along. A fast quiz is a good quiz.
Yep.
What was the name of Mufasa's younger brother in The Lion King? What was the name of Mufasa's younger brother in The Lion King? That is question number two.
It was Kevin or something like that.
Oh, stop cheating. Don't give it to Kimber.
Notice there's no sports questions as well. I've been very kind today, Kimber.
I was still waiting. There's a third one to come. It could come at any time.
Yeah. All right, so that was question number two. There's a lot of silence. I'm a little concerned about the end result of this quiz. But anyway, number three. Who am I? In fact, which Beatle am I dressed as today?
Okay.
I was a founding member of the Beatles. I wrote several of their hit singles. I sang lead vocal on the song Penny Lane. I lost my mother at the age of 14. I got married in March of 1969. My most famous quote when the Beatles broke up was, "Personal differences, musical differences, business differences, But most of all, I have a better time with my family. Which Beatle am I? That is question number three.
Okay.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
It is pretty. We are a bit quiet this morning, aren't we, Locke?
I feel like I should know that one in a heartbeat, and I know Matt will.
But I'm just letting the cobblers do the cobbling at the moment.
Thanks, Ross.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ross.
He's
everywhere. We can't get rid of him.
Ubiquitous.
All right, let's go back to the answers. Question number one. If I was standing outside 700 Wellington Street, what Perth building would I be looking at? Maddie, what Perth building am I looking at?
Well, there are a few, but I've gone Perth Arena.
So did Plezzy.
I went Perth Arena. It's very quiet at the moment, Perth Arena.
Mm. Perth Arena, or AKA the jungle, is correct.
Yay! Oh, great. Because it could have been the train station. It could have been Royal Perth. There are a few major landmarks.
Could have been the old Gobbles building.
Oh, yeah, Gobbles, yeah.
The old entertainment centre.
I was expecting Gobbles from Clarsey. But anyway, question number two. What was the name of Mufasa's younger brother in The Lion King, Kimba?
Scar.
Scar is correct.
Oh, well, it's better
out of two.
Oh, I had Kimba the White Lion. Does that get half a point?
Close, but different anime.
And question number three, who am I, which Beatles am I dressed as? I was a founding member of the Beatles. I wrote several of their hit singles. I even sang on Penny Lane. I lost my mother at age 14, got married in March 1969, and the famous quotes, personal differences, musical differences, business differences, but most of all, I have a better time with my family. I'm going to go with Clarsey. Clarsey, which Beatle?
You need to go to Matt because he is the Beatles man. He is the encyclopedia.
Well, of course, it's the one and only Sir Paul McCartney.
What? How did you pick that, Matty?
Well, he sang on Penny Lane. And he wrote more than a few of their hit singles too, by the way.
a couple with some other bloke.
Yeah.
What I must say, I didn't know this, but they both, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, both got married in March of 1969, and they both lost their mothers as
very
teenagers.
Young. Yes, that did start to throw me, actually, because I thought, oh, is he talking about John? Because I knew John lost his mum earlier.
There you go.
Hey, so did we all get three out of three?
Yeah, we did.
No, I got Kimber the White Lion. I didn't know. I don't know anything about Mustafa.
I thought you were joking, Clancy.
No, honestly, I don't know. I wrote Simba and then I wrote Kimber.
A lot of scar tissue around here, bud.
A lot of scar.
All right, so Kimber was three. Good effort, Kimber.
Well done, Casey.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Maddie
I think
was
the
three.
Ross Lyon pep talk.
Yeah, that's right. And Clarsey?
Two out of three.
Just improve, mate. Yes. Just get better.
Sorry,
get
coach.
Better.
Sorry, coach.
See you, team.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, well done, mate. Clarsey, Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix
94.5. Hey. Yeah. Day brings fun news with the occasional bizarre twist. Oh, what you got?
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Claire missed. Claire, how could you miss this?
Claire?
Honestly. Now, as we know, guys, governments around the world are looking to restart the economy once we get through the terrible mortality of this disease. And it's a time for entrepreneurs. That's what we're being told. You know, ScoMo needs us to do things differently, to come up with ideas. And we've seen some of the best business brains in the country already say that their big idea for restarting the economy is just to say yes to anything China says.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not necessarily great.
Yeah. What do you want to do? No sweat, buddy. We're on.
Give the thumbs up.
Yeah. China's got it. And just in case the people are listening, we love China.
Yeah. It was Matt who said that.
Yes, it was. Yeah. But as usual, we turn to the small operator, the smart operator, the one with the ideas and the willingness and courage to see it through. And I'm talking about that old favourite of ours.
Yeah.
It's the Lucky Devil Strip Lounge in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, beautiful.
Lucky Devil.
They are innovators.
Unable to use their contacts in China, they decided to do a few things. They started, of course, we mentioned Boober Eats a little while ago, where you could get your meal delivered by scantily dressed people. But Uber sent them a cease and desist, so they can't call it that anymore.
Sure.
But what they have got is a drive-through lounge now, where you can order your food, you drive into a car park, you drive then into a tent
right,
where four performers will perform for you whilst you're in your car as you watch your food being cooked.
Welcome to Hooters.
Welcome to Hooters. So Lucky Devil Lounge.
Yeah, that's the only time you really want your burger to take longer, when they go pull up into the service bay and we'll make it custom made, remove the pickles. Like, okay.
Sorry about the wait, sir. No, it's absolutely
fine. Can you take even longer?
Problem.
Take even longer.
There's too much cheese on this. Can you go again?
So there you go. People are doing things. Great ideas in the business world. Well done, Lucky Devil Lounge.
We love innovators and entrepreneurs on the show, don't we?
We do. Yeah.
Mm, shame about their China contacts, though. Yeah. Need to work on that. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Now, of course, as you know, I'm back in the studio and here with Claire-Z. We're social distanced across the studio desk. But we're missing our mate KC, who's still comfy wumpy in her comfy wumpies at home.
Yeah, trying to fix a broken fence.
I was a little bit nervous about coming back straight away, and management said you do what's comfortable, so I've taken another week.
Yeah, and you do have asthma too, so you're probably more on alert for any respiratory kind of thing. So absolutely
just being cautious.
And you do look nice and comfortable there.
You
as
do.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm too comfy, mate. Too comfy. I can't come back to work because, as I said, I can't fit in my jeans.
Now, I have a bit of a moral dilemma going on because, sure, Kimber, you're receiving mail here at work. And
am I?
I am struggling with the moral mat, which is that's Kimber's private property, and the immoral 14-year-old that never grew up thinking, I really want to open it.
Want to see what's in there, because Kimber does get a bit of fan mail, as we know.
You do.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, I guess I'm sort of asking your permission to open it, but sort of not.
Well, I'm glad that you asked.
No, because now I know what that is.
Do
you? Oh, really?
Oh, well, I ordered something online a few weeks ago and I knew it was going to take a little bit of time because, you know, the Australia Post are very busy at the moment.
Yep.
But I thought I had changed the address because I normally get stuff delivered to work, and I thought I'd changed the address to come to my house, and it hasn't arrived, and I was kind of wondering where it was, but that means that I've sent it to work.
Okay. Mm. So you know what it is.
Yeah.
So are you giving...
I do know what it is.
You giving permission for Matt to open it over there?
I mean...
What do you think?
You can open it if you All want, right. but I'm just saying okay. what you what you find.
That sounds like a green light to me, man.
Oh, I'm
well, it's going
it.
To be yeah, intimate. It. It's going to be an intimate
Even
discovery.
Intimate.
Okay.
All Even right. better.
Well, he's ripping the cover
well,
off.
Let's be honest. Here in the workplace, everything, chocolates, biscuits, it's all fair game, right?
Yeah.
I love Including... that you had it ready in the studio. You were like,
I did.
Well, just in case he said yes, we just needed the semblance of a green light. And, do you want some scissors, mate? You're right.
Okay. Now, maybe you thought this was something else.
Right.
Because I've got books.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. They're not. It's not books.
I've got books.
I didn't order those.
Two books. One is Knowing Your Way Around a Man's. Okay.
Yep.
Right. And
Kimber wrote that, didn't she?
Maybe I did order them.
You did. And what's this one? Staying Sexy in Your Comfy Wumpies. All right. Cool.
Beautiful.
No, it's two wonderful books by Michael Robotham.
Okay.
And it
seems
then
someone
to be
must
the...
have sent me a little gift or something because
The secrets she keeps. We talked to
That's it.
The lady who's starring in that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
that's the Channel 10 show.
Two terrific reads. So I'm going to take these home and into my toilet library and then I'll give it back to you when I see
give
you.
Give them to your mum.
I'll give
that
them
was,
to
that Mother's was a pretty
Day.
Good find.
Hey. Mother's Day sorted.
Sorry,
awesome.
Kimber.
Oh. Well, you know, you could have gifted the other thing I bought to your mum as
well.
No,
but... maybe not. No.
Oh, I hope I get to open that live on air
too. Those books don't vibrate, do they?
No. Hang on a minute. Michael Robotham, you naughty thing. Crazy Matt and Kimber
in the morning on Mix 94.5. And a lot of call-outs for our gutsy emergency workers last night.
Absolutely. Over 500 calls. People lost fences and cars were squished. And even within our own team, we had some, you know, incidents, didn't we, Kimber?
Oh, yeah. I was my own SES worker. I feel really bad for them because I found it challenging last night. My fence went down in the middle of the night, and it went down to the neighbour's yard that also has a dog, so I have to make sure that I had a plan for this morning to make sure our dogs can't get to each other. And so I was running around trying to fill the gap and trying to make that work. And I felt scared doing it. I was underneath this huge peppermint tree. The wind was blowing. The rain was crazy. I felt like it was quite dangerous to be doing it.
Sounds a bit like a scene from a horror movie, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, it does. I guess sort of, I think of all these workers who go out in the middle of the night and have to remove trees and fix roofs and do things that, you know, it doesn't feel safe when you're doing it.
And the storm fronters, aren't frontliners?
Yeah. And is it true, Kimber, that while you were doing your SES work, you were wearing SES, grade clothing?
No. And here's a tip. If you think to yourself, I might try and fix this problem in the middle of the night, actually take the time to change.
Yes.
What, were you wearing slippers?
I just went out in my pajamas, put on a robe and my UGG boots. And so everything got thrashed and everything's wet and it just, it was a bad move.
Was it clinging to your body, did you think? Or
stop it. You know where that's going. Into the backyard. I actually booked a tree lopper the other day and he was due to come on Thursday.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the tree near my place, the neighbour's tree, had a growth spurt in the last couple of weeks and I sort of didn't quite anticipate how quickly it had grown and how close it was to the roof, which is directly above our bed in our bedroom.
Okay.
So by the time it got about 10 o'clock last night, we were dragging a mattress into the lounge room to try and get a little bit of peace and quiet.
Yes.
It didn't help. You could still hear it from the other end of the house. It's bang, bang. It was pretty full on.
You're not prepared to tell the story that you put a saw onto a giant pole to try and do your own DIY?
Did you have to out me on that one?
Climbed a ladder.
Hey, Kimber, you know those things you get from Bunnings, those tree lopper things, and they've got the extendable pole? I tried to connect that to one of those swimming pool scoop poles as well with a whole roll of gaffer tape. And so I'm trying to get it up to the top of the roof to try and have a crack at the trees. And this is at 5 o'clock yesterday. And I wasn't going to tell the story and Matt's out of me. And by the time I got this thing erect, I looked up and I went, if that falls, I'm going to kill one of my neighbours.
Oh, I've had that feeling.
If that falls, I'm history. So I gave up and I went, I'll wait for the tree lopper.
And the greatest tragedy, Kimber, is that now the branch that I use to sit and look at what's happening in Claire's and Loz's bedroom will be gone.
It's going to be history.
Yeah, that's
so damn this storm. Well,
it. Hope you've got good footage. Claire's and Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's got your back.
I got you, buddy.
With ABC Blinds.
I got your back.
We've got you back here at Mix 94.5. Just a chance to make people feel a little better through these difficult times. And Elise is on the line, who's nominated her pregnant friend, Casey. Elise, good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, terrific. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you.
Elise, tell us about your friend Casey. Why did you nominate her for Mix 94.5's Got Your Back?
So she's my sister. She's currently, as I believe, as this week, she's 20 weeks pregnant. And as you know, like with the pandemic, things have been pretty hectic and it's impacted her quite a bit as well. So I thought, you know, I just want to give her that reason to smile because to me, she deserves the world, especially now. And I want to remind her that no matter what's going on in the world, just to keep her head up.
And Elise, it's not just the fact that she's got this wonderful thing that's about to happen to her, but also that COVID-19 and the lockdown and people losing their job has really impacted on her, yeah?
Yeah, it has definitely, both her and her partner.
So they've lost work and it's a challenge, isn't it? Because when you're pregnant, this is when normally all the friends get together and you have the parties and the celebration. And so has Casey not been experiencing that?
No, not at all. So we were in the midst of planning a baby shower, but that's been cancelled for now. So pretty sad for her at the moment.
So Elise, we're going to give Casey a call and do something very special for her at a very trying time for her and her partner.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hello, Casey. How are you?
Not bad, how are you?
Good. Claire's, Matt and Kimber with a little surprise for you. Look, where are you heading right now?
I'm actually on the way to the hospital for a pregnancy scan.
Ah, very good. Yes, we did know that you were pregnant, Casey. Someone you know, I think it's Elise or something.
Elise?
Yes. Do you know that person?
Yes, that's my sister.
Oh, that's right. You do know her, yes. She told us you were pregnant, yes.
Well, Casey, Elise says that it's been a bit challenging because you're about 20 weeks pregnant and, of course, you wouldn't have been able to do much in this time of pregnancy because COVID-19 had everything shut down. How are you getting on for baby things? How have you managed to go out and buy the cot and the high chair and all the things you need?
To be honest, we don't really have much. Everything's been closed. There's been a challenge to, you know, get out and get what we need. And even maternity clothes is driving me crazy to have to buy those as well. So slowly, slowly we're getting there. But yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge in these, you know, crazy times.
Yeah, crazy and quite disturbing, isn't it, with a little one on the way and, you know, the lack of work and the, you're always counting the pennies, aren't you? It's a tough time for you, Cass.
Yeah, it is. It has been. And, you know, I wanted to be able to celebrate with a baby shower, but we don't know if that'll be able to go ahead. And, yeah, it's just been a bit crazy.
Well, Casey, this is called Mix 94.5's Got Your Back. And Elise loves you and she wants you to have this most wondrous experience that you can. And so do we. And we know that your partner's lost work and you've lost work. So we would like to give you $1,000 for a shopping spree. This is also thanks to our mates at ABC Blinds, a $1,000 shopping spree at Baby Road in Booragoon.
Oh, my God, that is amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Not a bad sister, Elise, is she?
Is awesome.
Casey, I don't know what $1,000 buys in the baby world. It could be a couple of booties. We're not sure, but still, it's $1,000 to go and get what you need so you can pick up the high chair or the pram and hopefully take a little bit of stress out of this time for you.
Thank you so much. That'll definitely go towards a stroller or something that I definitely need.
Good on your case.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Kimber, we've made someone smile right there, which is pretty cool with Mix 94.5's got your back.
Yeah, anything we can do, it's something small, but it's nice to be thought of and it just takes a load off, doesn't it?
It does. Register at mix.com.au for Mix 94.5's Got Your Back. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever tag you want to put to it, it's changed a lot of things. Mm. Some things have changed to a great extent and other things are things you don't expect to see.
No, and I'll tell you what, we have a rodent explosion apparently in Perth with cafes and restaurants being closed.
Yep.
Rats, rodents would normally have other places to go searching for food. Well, they don't have that anymore. They can't even get home delivery. It's terrible.
Oh, no Uber, Brad.
No, and they are coming out in force. People across particularly the older suburbs are seeing rats, you know, in broad daylight being very bold as brass.
Because they'd normally be at the bins, Casey, at the back.
I suppose they are. I mean, you know, as you say, I mean, I've kind of had rats running around the fence line for a while now. But
not
I
with your broken fence.
Well, no, not now. We've upset the rat run. But, you know, there's no, like, I think the old trees around, like if you've got a place with lots of foliage and trees and palm trees and things like that, they live in them.
Mm.
And so, you know, it can be standard in some areas. But, yeah, to know that we've got a few extras to deal with, I mean, they're going to take over.
When I used to live in that place in Corrine, just not far from Mummy and Av, we had one of those giant palm trees that no one had taken down. The council had never taken it down. It was sort of on council land, but it was on the other side of our wall. So you'd sit in the backyard and it had so many little holes in it. It was like an apartment block for rats. And so you watch them live their life. They'd come out, stick their head out, go and get a feed, go back and feed the kids, go to work. You know, it was actually quite fascinating to watch. Yeah, there were so many of them in it.
My brother's got rats at the moment. And it's hard because you do see them in the garden. He hasn't seen them in the house.
Yep.
And they're pretty damn cute, actually, you know.
Lots of them are, but they're eating people's vegetables as well. So if you're wondering where your veggies are going from the backyard, it could be the rats of Perth.
I heard a story the other day of someone who discovered something. What it was they had moved some vegetation and there was a rat's nest underneath. And one of the rats came out and just sat and looked at the house owner as though, you know, like they owned the place.
Yes.
The rat. And the rat was almost as big as a cat. We're talking rat cat.
Well fed. Well, our pest controllers, for want of a better word, are obviously very busy. Apparently, there are two types of rat. There's the black or roof rat and the beautifully titled Norway brown.
Oh, that's a nice title.
Oh,
yes.
Norway brown. That does sound like a paint swatch.
It does. It sounds like the sort of thing my first dealer was selling. But, beautiful.
You like the overtone. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just paint it rat.